October 31st, 1517, was the start of the Protestant Reformation.
1517年 10月31日 标志着新教改革的开始。
That was when Martin Luther nailed 95 statements in front of a church door, challenging others to debate certain central doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church.
在那一天，马丁路德在罗马天主教会的大门上钉了95条标语，向众多的罗马天主教会的教条挑战。
Today, over in Switzerland, there's a monument to the Protestant reformers.
直到今天，在瑞士仍有一个纪念新教改革的纪念碑。
Statues of Martin Luther and John Calvin stand side by side in the city park. They're venerable figures and chipped in stone.
马丁路德和约翰卡尔文的石像。
Once they were young, Luther in his 30s, Calvin only in his 20s.
当年他们非常的年轻，路德只有30几岁，而卡尔文只有20出头。
But now they are old, 500 years old.
但现在他们已经老了，500多年过去了。
Somehow our Reformation heritage seems to have turned into a monument.
不知为什么，我们教会那革新的传统也就像这个石像一样老旧了。What
does it mean to be a Protestant person in the year 2006?
在500多年以后的2006年，作为一个新教徒有什么特别的意义呢？
We can begin by remembering.
首先让我们纪念他们。
Remember the Reformation happened in the midst of a very guilty world.
请记住，这改革发生在一个充满了罪恶的年代。
The problem the medieval people faced was, how can anyone stand before the judgment of God?
中世纪的人类所面临的最大问题是， 人如何面对神的审判？
We are all very guilty people.
因为我们全都是有罪的。
According to legend, the young Martin Luther saw a picture of Christ on the throne, judging the world, and Luther's hair stood on end.
传说中，年轻的路德看到基督在宝座上审判世界的画面，吓得毛发都倒竖起来。
And he was not alone.
这里并不只是路德一个人。The
mere thought of God backed up by images of heaven and hell was a very fearful thing.
任何人如果想到神把人分别到天堂和地狱的画面，都会感到心惊肉跳。The
only way was to have moral credentials. And moral credentials could only be earned in the churches. Penitential sacramental system.
当时唯一可以避免进入地狱的办法，就是积累那些所谓的道德的分数，而这些，积累这个道德的分数，只能通过罗马天主教会。But
still, people were anxious.
但这不能使人得到满足。So
Martin Luther ended up in a monastery, desperately trying to be good enough for God.
所以，像路德这样的人，他就在修道院里拼命的，只要使自己在神的眼中为善。He
prayed incessantly.
他不停的祷告。He
starved himself.
他进食。He
slept in the cold.
他在冰冷的房间里睡觉。Once
he even said the Lord's Prayer. Each time, step by step. On the longest flight of stairs in Rome.
还有一次，他一边念着主导文，一边慢慢的登上罗马教会那最长的一级台阶。But
still, inwardly, he knew that he was guilty before God.
但即使是这样, 他在内心里他还觉得深深的负罪。
But so was everyone else.
而且他也并不是唯一有这种负罪感的人。
The Reformation began in the midst of a guilty age.
所以这宗教改革就是在这样一个环境里展开的。
But here is the good news.
这改革带来了好消息。
Reformation Day good news.
是那宗教改革的好消息。
We are forgiven.
我们已经被赦免了。
We are forgiven for no other reason than that God loves sinners.
我们被赦免，单单凭着我们还是罪人的时候，神便向我们显示了大爱，我们就已经得救了。
Wasn't that Luther's big discovery one day in the bathroom when he read Paul's letter to the Romans? While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
路德呢惊人的发现就是当一天他读到保罗罗马书中的句子，当我们还是罪人的时候，基督已替我们去死了。
Listen, we do not deal with God who doles out mercy like cookies to good-looking little children.
大家听好了，神的怜悯并不是像给那些守纪律的小孩分发甜饼干以示鼓励一样。
No, God is mercy, in whom we live and we move and we have our being.
不是的，神本身就是怜悯，在那里头。在神里我们生活成长。
And there is no way you can wander beyond the mercy of God.
无论你在哪，你都笼罩在神的怜悯之中。
No way, nowhere.
你无法逃脱。
Did anyone see Bill Moyer's television special, a few years ago?
有没有人看过几年前 Bill Moyer 的一个电视片？
He was trying to find out why Americans seem to love the hymn Amazing Grace.
他当时试图找出为什么美国人民这么喜爱奇异恩典这首诗歌。
He interviewed singers from all over the nation, asking why they wanted to sing the hymn.
他采访了全国许多地方的歌手，问他们为什么喜欢唱这首诗歌。
And almost everyone spoke the first line.Amazing grace, along with the phrase, a wretch like me.
几乎所有的人都提到这首诗歌的头一句，奇异恩典，紧接着就是我罪已得赦免。
Well, it is a Protestant hymn, and we are all wretched sinners, but we live in God's amazing grace.
这正是新教改革的诗歌。我们全是罪人，但我们全都活在神的奇异恩典之下。
The Reformation stepped into the world with the good news that we are forgiven.
改革给这世界带来好消息，我们已得赦免。
Now let us face facts. Times have changed.
500多年过去了，让我们看一看现实，时代已经变了。
Nowadays, most people view guilt as a psychological problem.
在现今世界上，大多数人把有负罪感看成是一种心理障碍。
To many of us, guilt is pathology.
对我们很多现代人来讲，负罪感是一种生理的疾病。
It's something you cure rather than forgive.
你应该去求医，而不是求赦免。
People shop around for churches that avoid using the little word sin. Because after all, children are so impressionable.
人们四处去寻找那不谈原罪的教会，因为毕竟儿童们是无辜的，太容易受负面影响。
Then Robert Schuller asked for a second reformation.
Robert Schuller 不是在倡导二次革命吗？
The first Reformation got rid of guilt, he claimed. The second Reformation would drop the idea of sin altogether, so people could live in a positive way.
第一次宗教改革发现了罪得赦免的途径，他说，第二次的改革应该完全除去罪的概念，好让人们有积极的心态来生活。
Well, it's happened.
事实上，我们现实生活已经是这样子的。
About the only thing people are really guilty about these days is feeling guilty.
人们唯一感到负罪的，可能就是有负罪感本身了。
Of course, we solve the problem of guilt by getting rid of God, as well as any sense of responsibility for one another.
当然，在我们抛弃这负罪感的同时，我们也离弃了神，还有人和人之间的责任感。
You see hungry people on TV and say, too bad, so sad, and then we switch the channels.
当我们看见电视里那饥饿的人群的时候，我们只是耸耸肩说太惨了，然后我们就换开频道。
We don't say or think, Lord God, look at my brothers and sisters, they're starving.
很少人说神啊，看呐，那是我们的弟兄姐妹，他们在挨饿。
If we forget God and we give up responsibility, well, presto, there's no more guilt.
只要我们忘记了神，放弃了责任，那好了，马上我们就没有罪责感了。
So today, nobody feels really guilty anymore.
所以在现今的世界上，没有人感到负罪了。
But guess what?
但你知道吗？
People are still troubled.
人类还是感到沮丧。
People are still very much at odds within themselves.
人类的内心还是不断的在挣扎，与自我交战。
All you have to do is walk through any bookstore these days and count up all the self-help books.
当你走进任何一个书店，你都会发现书架上充满了各种各样的生活自助的丛书。
They tell you how to be richer, thinner, prettier, healthier, smarter, a better parent, a better lover, better liked, and the list goes on and on.
这些书教你怎样变得更富有、更苗条、更漂亮、更健康、更聪明，怎样更好的做父母，怎样更好的做爱人。怎样讨人喜欢等等，长长一大串。
Every week, the New York Times publishes a bestseller book list. But several years ago, they added another special listing just to handle all the self-help books.
纽约时报每周都会登出热销书的排行榜，但是几年以前，他们专门辟出一栏，这个自助丛书的排行榜。可见这些书的受欢迎的程度。
People are not happy with themselves these days.
现代的人对自己还是不满。
In a recent novel, there's a young woman who confesses to her priest, Father, it's not anything I've done. If only I could look in the mirror and like what I see.
在一本新近的小说中，一位年轻的女子对神父忏悔道：“神父啊，不是我做错了什么，但是为什么照镜的时候，我怎么也不能感到满意呢？”
If only we could like ourselves.
怎样才能对自己的形象感到满意呢？
If only we could walk arm in arm affectionately with one with our own souls.
怎样才能让我们的身心灵一体呢？
If only, if only.
怎样这样，怎样那样呢？
Look, people are still deeply troubled nowadays.
看啊，人类至今还是这样的困惑不解。
And do you see what's going on?
那我们好好想一想，为什么呢？
People are seeking social self-justification.
这是因为人类希望通过被社会的认可来自我实现。
Instead of justification by God's grace, we are trying to be justified by society.
我们企图让人的社会的标准，而不是神的恩典来作为评判。
If only we can be better, brighter, neater, sweeter, prettier, thinner, then maybe people will like us. And just maybe, we can also like ourselves a little.
如果我们能够变得更好、更聪明、更干净、更讨巧、更漂亮、更苗条，人们也许会更喜欢我们，或许我们也会对自己更加满意。
A few years ago, a magazine cover pictured people with deep, anxious leaves etched in their foreheads and little wheels instead of feet, wheeling all around, compulsively smiling at one another, trying to get a smile in return.
几年前，有一本杂志，它的封面上画着一群人，脸上堆笑，脚上踩着风火轮，四处奔跑。见人便善笑，以图别人回报与笑脸。
Perhaps the cover artist saw us clearly. Worried people, desperately trying to be liked, so we can be like ourselves.
这封面的设计师好像把我们都看透了。一群沮丧的人，拼命地想通过讨好别人，以图自我实现。
But look.Justification by society never works.
但是社会的评判是靠不住的。
Society is a cruel God that never forgives.
社会是一位残酷的、从不饶恕的神。
So we wheel and we smile and we worry, but we are always condemned.
所以，就算我们风风火火地四处讨好，担心不被接纳。但到头来还是被说得一无是处。
So much for justification by society.
靠社会来自我实现，就是这么的残酷。
2006年。What is the Reformation message today?
我们现今的改革的信息是什么呢
？You can say in a single word.Freedom.
一言以概之，就是自由。
Martin Luther had a great writing called The Freedom of the Christian.
记不记得马丁路德的巨著《基督徒的自由》呢
？Martin Luther claimed that if we trusted God's love, we would be set free from doing the works of the law, from all the insanity of trying to justify ourselves.
路德说，如果我们相信神的爱，我们便会从律法的桎梏下解放出来，从自我实现的迷梦中醒悟过来。
Look, we will never be good enough, pretty enough, thin enough, smart enough to earn our own approval.
看到我们根本不可能足够的好，足够的漂亮，足够的苗条。足够的聪明而让自己满足
Never
永远也不会
So we can let go Get out of the wheeling worried game And step into God's grace and be free
所以就让我们放手不用四处去讨巧也不用沮丧担忧因为神的恩典已使我们得自由了
Some years ago, someone came across the gospel preached in a gas station restroom.
一些年以前，有人在加油站的厕所里发现了一条福音的信息。
Someone had taken a bar of soap and with the edge of the soap written a message across the bottom of the mirror.
那是一行用肥皂写在镜子上的字迹。
When you look into the mirror,You saw your own reflection underneath, read the words, God loves you.
当你抬头在镜子里看见自己的形象的时候，也一同看到了那句话，神爱我。
How can we be free?
我们怎样才能得自由呢
？We can let go and trust God's love.
让我们放手，相信神的爱。
Sin bravely, said Martin Luther said. He knew we would always be sinners, incapable of pleasing God, with an imagined virtue.
路德曾经说，大胆地去接受罪，因为他知道我们最终都是罪人，凭己力不能讨神的喜悦。
Sin bravely, yes. But trust God's love for us poor broken sinners.
大胆地去接受罪，是的，但是要相信神是爱我们这些穷困的罪人的。
And what is the message? Trust God and live free.
那我们最终要说的是什么呢？那便是信靠神，以得自由。
But hold on, we've forgotten about the cross.
那等一下，我们好像还少了一些什么，那便是十字架。
We can not reduce our Christian faith to nothing more than a single bright yellow smile. God loves you.
我们不能简单的把对基督的信仰变成一个亮黄的写着神爱你的那种笑脸图案。
We cannot turn Christianity into a trivial pursuit. We like sinning, and God likes forgiving. So isn't life at last?
我们不能把基督的信仰化为这么一件简单的事情。我们犯罪，神便赦免，那生活可真好。
No, there is a cross, and you cannot hear the good news anywhere else.
不是的，这之间还有那十字架。你的所有的好消息都源于这十字架。
So our whole wide world stand before God, Christ crucified.
让我们想象一下，在基督被钉的十字架之前，站着我们世界上所有的人。
Picture us, clerical collars for the clergy.Veterans of foreign war caps on our veterans instead of Roman soldiers, dressed up in modern day combat fatigue.
想象一下，站在人群中，有神父们穿着黑衣，还有白项圈，退伍的军人戴着他们统一的帽子，把那些罗马士兵换成我们现代士兵所穿的迷彩服。
See people parading with political posters, professors bumbling with their briefcases, corporate executives coming along with bottom line shots, homemakers, high school students, all.
把那犹太人群换成我们现在的人群，高举着政治标语牌，教授手提文件箱 ，CEO 夹着那盈亏的曲线图，还有那些主妇们、学生们。都在那十架前。
And from our lips, the cruel cry, "Crucify, crucify, crucify!"
就像那犹太人一样，所有的人都在大喊：“钉死他，钉死他！”
Now, in the awful silence of his last dying breath, hear his words shaped in silence, "Forgiven."
但是让我们听一下基督耶稣临死前的话语吧，饶恕他们吧。
Listen, God's love for us is a mystery.
大家听，神对我们的爱是这么样的神奇。
The wonder of God's love is in the form of a cross.
神大爱的奇迹是由着十架来显明的。
In the sight of the cross.We are forgiven, not by anything we can bring or be, but by God's grace alone.
由着十架，我们被赦免，不是我们能做什么，而是由神的恩典，我们得赦免。
And what is the Reformation message?
那改革带给我们带来的信息是什么呢？
The message of the Reformation is simple: trust God, live free.
改革的信息就是相信神，得以得自由。
Remember, God loves you with a crucified love.
让我们记住，神对我们的爱是通过耶稣基督钉在十字架上显明给我们的。
And God saves you by raising the crucified Jesus from the dead.
神通过把在十字架上钉死的耶稣基督的复活来让我们得救。
Therefore, there is no need to fear death anymore, and this leaves you free to love.
因此，不要再惧怕死亡，人可以自由地去爱了。
Love your neighbor whom God also loves.
像神一样，爱你的邻舍。
And live free in the laughter of God's grace.
在神的恩典中，自由而快乐的生活。
However, salvation by grace alone is not the only one of the emphasis of the Protestant Reformation.
在新教的改革之中，还有另外一个侧重点，在靠恩典得救以外，那还有另外一个侧重点。
Another major emphasis is the idea of Scripture alone.
那便是重新注重经文的重要性。
The Protestant Reformation freed us from the authority of the Church and said that the authority of the Bible is sufficient for our salvation.
那新教的改革把我们从传统罗马教会的权威统治下解放出来，让我们直接的能从经文的权柄中得到救赎。
Western theology is greatly influenced by St. Augustine, who was the Bishop of Hippo in North Africa from 396 to 430 AD.
圣奥古斯丁是在公元396年到430年北非希普教区的主教，西方的神学深深地受到他的影响。
His motto was, I believe in order to understand.
他的信条是我信和我知。
For him, the Bible was accepted in faith as a guide to salvation and life.
在他看来，圣经是先要靠信心领受，然后才能知道生活和救赎。
He believed the Bible was inspired because of its effect on people.
他说，圣经一定是通过神的影响而写成的，不然它不会对人的生活有这么大的作用。
He believed that the Holy Spirit inspired the words of the Bible whenever it is read or preached.
圣灵对圣经的对圣经的教导还有理解都是不可缺少的。
With the power of the Holy Spirit, the preached word has authority because it carried with it the power to persuade and to change lives.
神的道是由圣灵给予能力才能改变生命的。
For Augustine, the purpose of Scripture was not to bring people information in general, but the good news of salvation and of guidance.
经文的目的不是只是传讲道理，而是传讲救赎的信息。
The Bible was not a textbook of science or an academic tract. It was the book of life.
圣经不是一本普通的科学或者是学院的书籍，它是一本生命的书。
When some Christians told him that the Holy Spirit had revealed to them the orbits of the heavenly bodies, Augustine answered that God does not desire us to that God does desire us to become Christians, but not astronomers.
当有人对圣奥古斯丁说，圣灵启示给他们行星运行的轨道的时候，他回答说，神更愿我们成为基督徒，而不是天文学家。
Such talk, Augustine said, take up much of our valuable time, and thus distracts our attention from more wholesome matters.
圣古斯丁是这么说的，这天文上的学问占据了宝贵的时间，让我们从有益的事业上分心。
Although our authors knew the truth about the shape of the heavens, The Spirit of God who spoke by them did not intend to teach men these things, because they are in no way profitable for salvation.
虽然我们的学者熟知天文，但神对他们说话的原意并非是天文，因为那对救赎的计划没有任何益处。
Augustine warned Christians not to take their science from the Bible.
奥古斯丁也警告基督徒们说，不要从经文中企图挖掘出科学。
He felt that such appeals to Scripture is used for ammunition in waging war with unbelievers, would expose the Bible to ridicule, and inhibit non-Christians from hearing the saving truth that Scripture proclaimed with authority.
他认为用经文中的科学来与未信之人争辩，会让圣经沦为笑柄，也让未信之人听不到那有权柄的声音。
St. Augustine said, many non-Christians happen to be well versed in the knowledge of the earth, the heavens, and all the other elements of the world, of the motion, the revolutions, the size, the distance of the stars, of the eclipse of the sun and the moon, and of such periodic events as the years and the tides,and the nature of animals, plants, stones, and other things, which can be understood by keen reasoning or experience.
奥古斯丁写道，很多非信徒都通晓天文地理、物理数学、日月的时缺、潮汐的涨落、动植物、矿物，还有一些由推理还有学习可以得到的知识。
It is therefore deplorable.That Christians, even though they ostensibly base their ideas on the Bible, should utter such nonsense that they expose themselves to ridicule.
所以对信徒来说，根据这些科学的事实来辩论，以企图说明呢，企图说服那些非信徒，实在是浪费时间，而且经常会落下笑柄。
While ridicule is all that they deserve, they also give the impression that the biblical authors are responsible for their mutterings, thus discrediting Christianity for the world, which is led to assume that the authors of the scriptures were ignorant fools also.
这不仅仅使他们落下笑柄，让人觉得他们很愚蠢，但也同时会影响到非信徒对圣经的作者的信心，让圣经的作者也跟他们一样沦为让人耻笑的愚蠢的人。
Whenever any Christian is confounded and shown to be an idle chatter, his chatter is attributed to a holy Bible.
因为任何的时候，基督徒所言的都会被归于圣经所传授。
No wonder that the critics refuse to believe the scriptures as to say on the resurrection, on life eternal, and the kingdom of heaven, when they can point out that the Bible is ostensibly wrong about facts which they can see or determine for themselves.
所以那些不愿相信的人一旦发现在圣经在某些事实上有些出入，便否认经文所记载的一切关于复活、永生及天国之事。
Hence, these idle boasters cause untold grief to our more thoughtful brethren.
所以那些随口吹嘘的信徒，对我们那长阔高深的信仰造成了更大的损失。
Augustine believed that God has revealed Himself progressively in history, in order to accommodate what human beings are able to accept.
奥古斯丁认为神在历史上不断地一点一点地把他自己显现给人类，这样才能让人逐渐地理解他。
He believed in the absolute reliability of the Bible about what it says about our salvation and our conduct, even though there might be human mistakes in science and history.
他认为经文中关于救赎 的记载是千真万确的。虽然有时候在史实上由于人的记载会有一些出入。
He writes about Apostle John, I venture to say, brethren, that not even John himself had presented these things just as they are, but only as best he could, since he was a man who spoke of God. Inspired, of course, but he was still a man.
他是这样评论使徒约翰的，我可以大胆地说，即使是使徒约翰也没能全然地记述这些事情，他只是尽了其所能，因为他既只是一个人，虽然他为神所感动，但他也只还是一个人。
Because he was inspired, he was able to say something. But because he who was inspired remained a man, he could not present the full reality, but only what a man can say about it.
他受感动，说了这些事实，只是因为他还是人，他作为人的局限，约翰不可能揭示全部的真理，他只能做到一个人所能做到的。
However, Augustine is clear that there is no deliberate error in the Bible.
但是圣奥古斯丁也明确的写到，圣经中没有故意误导听众的错误。
The issue was brought up by Jerome.Who compiled the Latin Vulgate Bible, and who wrote in his commentary on Galatians that Paul deliberately lied about his conflict and confrontation with Peter in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 following.
关于圣经中有故意误导的错处，是由于一个拉丁学者，Jerome 提出的。使用在评加拉太书一文中说，保罗在写他与彼得的冲突的时候故意说谎。
Jerome says that since the apostles cannot argue with each other, Peter and Paul were just playing parts in Antioch when Peter appeared to revert to Jewish school laws and the other appeared to censure him.
在加拉太书二章十一节中，那个事件讲的是彼得在安提阿教会中去守犹太人的律法，而遭到其他的人反对。且让我们认为保罗只是假设了这一件事来讲，来通过这个来给大家讲经文。
Augustine argued.That it was better to believe that Peter had done what was done right, and that the scripture had honestly told it, than to assume that Paul had deliberately written what was not true.
相对于这个，奥古斯丁说，还是要认为彼得做了错事，经中正确的记载了，比假设。两个使徒之间不会有冲突，而这个冲突只是假设来给大家讲来听的，要更好一点。
Augustine said, "It is one question what it may be at any time the duty of a good man to deceive, but it is another question what it can be the duty of a writer of Holy Scripture to deceive. Nay."It is not another question. It is no question at all.
奥古斯丁总结道，好人有时可能会说谎，但如果说圣经的作者故意说谎，则完全是另外一码事。不，这完全是不可能的。
For if you once admit into such high sanctuary of authority, one false statement that is made in the way of duty,There will not be left a single sentence in those books, which if appearing in any one difficult or practice or hard to believe, may not be by the same fatal rule, be explained away as a statement which, intentionally and under the sense of duty, that the author declared or was not true.
因为一旦你认为这样重要的有权柄的书中有一句谎言，那么就不能说任何另一句记录那样难以置信的神迹奇事的话不是作者故意误导夸大其事来说的谎言。
Error for Augustine had to do with deliberate and deceitful telling of that which the author knew to be untrue.
圣经中的错误在奥古斯丁的眼中应该是指作者明知不是真实的而故意说谎。
It was in that context of ethical seriousness that he declared that the biblical authors were completely free from error.
所以在这种情况、这种假设下，他得以宣誓，圣经的作者完全没有错误。
He did not apply the concept of error to problems that arose from the human limitations of knowledge.Various perspectives, reporting events, or historical and cultural conditioning of the writers.
这里他讲的错误，不是指由于人的知识有限，关于同一样事的报道的不同的版本，作者的历史或文化背景所造成的那些笔误。
These problems belong to the area of understanding scripture with the tools of research.
这些技术的不精确性是可以用研究来解决的。
But the integrity of the biblical author's intentions was for Augustine a matter of faith.
但是圣经的作者不会说谎，这样的高的道德水准对奥古斯丁来说是与对圣经的、对神的信仰相联系的。
He points out that Paul once told people.That he was giving his own personal opinion in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 12 following.
关于他对圣经作者的道德水准 的相信，他指出在哥林多前书七章十二节中，保罗关于结婚的一段记述，保罗就明确地写道，说下面那一段是出于保罗自己的个人意见，而不是由神而来的。
Augustine's point is that we have to believe that an inspired writer would never deliberately lie because God does not lie.
奥古斯丁强调的是我们必须相信由神默示的作者是不会故意说谎的，因为神从不说谎。
As a human being, the inspired writer may make mistakes.But he cannot deliberately lead the believer into any error.
圣经的作者作为一个人，他会犯错误，但他不是故意要误导信徒的。
In the first part of the sermon, we know that Luther was looking for salvation, for freedom from the guilt that he felt.
这篇道一开始我们提到路德寻找能使他脱离罪恶感的救赎。
His main question was, how may I find a gracious God? And it was in the Bible that Luther found a God who justifies the ungodly.
路德的问题是，我怎样才能找到那施恩典的神呢？正是在经文之中，路德找到了那真神。
Jesus Christ was the human manifestation of the gracious God.
耶稣基督便是那神施恩典的神在人身上的显现。
And for Luther, Jesus Christ was at the center of scripture.
对路德来说，耶稣基督是整本圣经的中心。
Luther often made the point that Jesus Christ was the center point of the circle around which everything else in the Bible revolves.
路德常说耶稣基督就是那圆心，所有圣经中的一切都是围绕他而转动的。
For Luther, the Bible was similar to Jesus Christ.
对路德来说，圣经就相当于主耶稣基督。
In Jesus Christ, God humbled himself to communicate with us through a person, Jesus Christ.
透过耶稣基督的肉身，神降卑 下来与我们沟通。
Scripture was a fully human record of that divine communication.
圣经是对这一件神与我们交通的这事件的全然记述。
About the Bible, Luther said, "Here you will find the swaddling clothes and the mangers in which Christ lies."
路德说，在圣经里你能找到基督的襁褓，还有他躺的马槽。
Simple and little are the swaddling clothes, but dear is the treasure, Christ, that lies in them.
那襁褓虽然又小又单薄，但其中所包裹的却是最宝贵的珍宝，耶稣基督。
The subject matter of Scripture, by which all of its parts were rightly interpreted, was nothing but the message of Christ.
全部的圣经，如果正确的解释的话，没有讲任何别的事情，讲的只是基督。
Martin Luther said, "The gospel then is nothing but the preaching about Christ, the Son of God and of David.True God and man, who by his death and resurrection has overcome all men's sins and death and hell for us who believe in him."
路德宣誓说，那福音书除了关于基督，那神和大卫的子孙，既是神也是人，和以他的死以及复活来向我们这些信徒显示战胜了人的罪恶及死亡之外，别无所述。
For Luther, the Bible was not a source book of Christian wisdom of all sorts of topics.
对路德来说，圣经不是基督徒的百科大全。
It was a book that leads people to Jesus Christ.
而是一本让人归于耶稣基督的书。
The Holy Spirit is important for Luther, doctrine of the Bible.
在这之中，圣灵对于路德的圣经原则是十分的重要的。
For Luther, the Holy Spirit is both the inspirer of Scripture in the past and the interpreter of Scripture in the present.
圣灵既是过去启示那经文的作者，写下圣经的启示者。也是现今对我们对经文理解的帮助者。
The Holy Spirit was at work and is necessary to make the Scriptures for us.
只有当圣灵在我们心中做工的时候，我们才能真正的理解经文的记述。
He said that it's only the internal working of the Holy Spirit that causes us to place our trust in this Word of God.Without which is without form or comeliness.
他是这么说的，只有那圣灵在内心做工，才能使我们信靠神，信靠神的那无形无声的道。
The job of the Holy Spirit is to use the words of Scripture to drive us to Christ.
圣灵的工作就是使那经文的，就是使那经文的道使我们，即便是圣灵的工作，就是用那经文的道使我们能够亲近基督。
And here's some advice on which books in the Bible are best in helping us to become Christians and to live better Christian lives.
他也建议我们去读哪几本书，才能更好地成为基督徒和过基督徒的生活。
He said that the Gospel of John.Was superior to the other three gospels.
他特别的推荐约翰福音，因为那里比其他的三部福音包括了更多关于圣灵的工作。
As far as the rest of the New Testament is concerned, he highly recommends the letters of Paul, the first letter of John, and the first letter of Peter.
基于同样的原因，他也更推荐大家去读保罗的书信。约翰一书及彼得前书。
On the other hand, he has made the famous statement that a letter of James is a letter made of straw, because he cannot find the gospel in it.
另外一方面，他也有一个著名的论断，基于同样的道理，他称雅各书是用稻草做的，因为那里一点关于基督的福音都没有。
He also did not like the letter Hebrews of Revelation.
同样的道理，他也并不欣赏希伯来书还有启示录。
There are many writers who claim that Luther assumed that the Bible was an error, without mistakes or discrepancies.
有很多学者都认为路德只是笼统的假设，圣经没有错误。
However, a careful study of Luther's commentaries on the Bible shows that Luther was aware of discrepancies in the Bible and tried to resolve them whenever he could.
但是如果你仔细阅读路德的文章的话，你会发现他知道所有圣经中所不连贯的地方，也试图去解释每一个不连贯的地方为什么。
However, he stated his basic attitude towards such Bible discrepancies.
但是他对一切圣经中所对人看来不连贯的地方的态度是一致的。
Luther said, "When discrepancies occur in the Holy Scriptures, and we cannot harmonize them, let it pass. It does not endanger the articles of the Christian faith."
他说，当经中有疑难、不连贯的地方，而我们不能解释的时候，让我们暂且把它先放在一边，因为它对我们的信仰的中心是没有影响。
If we could all return to the wisdom of Augustine and Luther, we would have less problems explaining the difficulties of the Bible.
如果我们有当年奥古斯丁和路德的智慧的话，那我们对圣经就不会有那么多的问题了。
What we have in the Bible is a group of words.
经文是一大串的词汇字句。
But without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in us, these words cannot become the Word of God for us.
但是如果没有圣灵在我们心中做工，这些词汇词语就不会成为神的道进入到我们的心里。
Also, the main purpose of the Bible is to lead us.To a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, through the witness.
而且圣经的中心就是领我们到耶稣基督的救赎之中。
Through the witness of the Holy Spirit, we know that we have a God that loves us so much that He is willing to send His only Son to be His message to us.
圣灵为我们做见证，让我们知道。有这样一位神是那样的爱我们，以至于牺牲自己唯一的儿子来与我们做沟通。
His son is not only divine, but also human, and his human side was able to be faithful to God the Father, even to the point of obeying Him when He wanted Jesus to die on the cross.
那神的儿子不仅是神，也具备人的身量。他的人的肉身完全信靠父神，即便是父神让他死在十字架上。
Then the power of God raised Jesus from the dead to free us from the final enemy, death.
最后，那神的大能把耶稣从死中复活，也使我们战胜了人类的最后的敌人——死亡。
Because of Christ's death and resurrection.We can all be free from guilt, from alienation and separations, and from the fear of death.
正是因为耶稣基督的死和复活，我们才得以从罪中，得以从与神的分别中，得以从对死亡的恐惧中解放出来。
Paul writes, "If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord." And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
保罗写道，你若口里认为耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
For the person who believes in his heart is made righteous. And when he confesses with his mouth, he is saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
And finally, 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, Every individual portion of Scripture which is inspired by God is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that a person dedicated to God may be proficient and competent for doing every good work.
最后，正像提摩太书3:16写的，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。